Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Desi Lydon.
Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. All I had to do was not harass anyone. That camera guy knows what I'm talking about. Give us a little twirl, honey. Yeah! We got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. With some shocking news about the 2024 presidential election. It turns out that the guy who has spent his whole life wanting to be president now wants to continue being president.
We do have real breaking news this morning as President Biden is officially announcing he is running for re-election. The president launched his campaign with a video that took aim at Republicans over abortion, Social Security, and culture wars.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
That's right. Joe Biden is running for re-election. Well, not running exactly. The man is 80 years old. Let's say he's stairlifting for re-election. Yeah. If Joe Biden... If Joe Biden does win, he would be 86 years old when he reaches the end of his second term, hopefully. Which is one reason why 70% of Americans don't think he should run again. And to be fair, 86 is old, not just for a president, but for any job. If my Lyft driver rolled up and was 86 years old, I'd be like, do you need help getting home? Maybe it would be good to have an old man president. You know, if the economy collapses, he could just find never-ending supply of quarters behind your ear. But there is one thing Joe Biden has going for him. Donald Trump. Shockingly, polls show that most people don't want him to run either. And in Trump's case, it's only partly about his age. It's also about his tendency to steal stuff, like classified documents and the election. Not to mention, this guy's in court every other week. Hush money, tax money. He has a new trial starting in New York today, and you barely even knew about it. Trump is in so many different types of legal trouble, he could be in every spinoff of Law and Order. EGOT. So those are America's choices. A guy who's in his 80th year of life and a guy who's facing 80 years to life. It sucks, but unfortunately, America only has two people. Although there is one other person who suddenly has a lot of time on his hands. Tucker Carlson. Yeah. Yesterday, Carlson got fired from his job at Fox News, and it was a huge surprise to everyone, including Tucker. Apparently, they only told him 10 minutes before announcing it publicly, which is so cold. I mean, that's barely enough time to pack up all his Nazi memorabilia. Not to mention, he was Fox's most popular anchor, and they still fired him. That'd be like if MSNBC fired... imagine if there was a show people watched on MSNBC. It would be like firing them. And look, I know people love making fun of Tucker, but just put yourself in his shoes. Say you're this massive piece of shit with no real friends, and you got a giggle like a Tickle Me Elmo and a dumb floppy haircut, and you always have your mouth hanging open like you're drying your teeth. I forgot where I was going with this. Tucker's an asshole. Now, we still don't know exactly what got Tucker fired. Maybe it was election lies that cost Fox News $787 million. Maybe it was insulting his bosses in private texts. Maybe it was his overall vibe of creepy dad driving the babysitter home. Or maybe it was this.
The Daily Beast reports that Tucker's repeated use of the C word was a key factor in his demise. According to text messages from the Dominion lawsuit, Tucker referred to Trump lawyer Sidney Powell as the C word, and a former producer at his show alleges she heard the word around the office constantly.
Female politicians who came on the show were mocked. There were debates about who they'd rather sleep with. C word all the time.
They use the C word all the time? Like, how do you use the C word at the office all the time? Oh, Susan's taking lunch orders? Tell that I'll just have a salad, hold the You know what, do you want to share a For the audience at home, I know that just got bleeped. I just said the word But you know what? You know what? It's okay. Tucker's allowed to say the C word because he is one. But enough about the vaccine skeptical white guy facing a sudden career move. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. After 18 years playing for the Green Bay Packers, Rodgers has decided to change teams. And because he's Aaron Rodgers, he did it in the weirdest way possible.
Big news from the NFL. Four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers is packing his bags from Green Bay to join the New York Jets.
Last year, a down year by Rodgers' standards. The team missed the playoffs. And if you saw Rodgers walk off the field after the regular season finale, you might have thought that was it for his career. But then in the offseason, he went on a darkness meditation retreat to contemplate his future. He says he was leaning toward retirement when he went in. He decided he wanted to play for the Jets when he came out.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is like, I no longer fear darkness. Trade me to the Jets. So, yes, Aaron Rodgers decided to go to the Jets after spending 4 days in complete darkness. Which, first of all, you can just close your eyes. But also, this guy does ayahuasca, and I gotta say, I don't think it's working. Imagine taking a substance that opens your mind to the deepest mysteries of the universe, and you come out going, whoa, I should do the same job, but in a different city. All seems like such a waste of time. He's doing all this weird stuff. His poor brain is probably like, can we just go back to concussions? And speaking of illegal drugs, let's move on to our final story, the battle over abortion pills. 2 weeks ago, a judge in Texas banned the abortion pill nationwide for safety reasons, because even though women have used it safely for over two decades, he's a man, and I guess he just knows better. Now, thank God the Supreme Court has temporarily halted that decision, at least until Clarence Thomas comes back from his all-expenses-paid cruise. Doesn't stop individual states from enacting their own bans, and over a dozen states already have, including Wyoming, which bans both mifepristone and a second abortion pill, misoprostol. But we looked into it, and it turns out it's not a ban for everyone. You can still get misoprostol in Wyoming as long as you're a dog. Or a cat, or a horse. Because veterinarians in Wyoming can still prescribe the pill for animals. Which means if you're a woman in Wyoming whose rights are being restricted, you might need to get creative.
Hi, you must be Desi.
Thank you so much for seeing me. Her, my girl, Waffles.
Of course, and what can we do for Waffles today?
Waffles was wondering if you could write a prescription for the abortion pill.
Okay, when did your dog become pregnant?
I guess 2 weeks ago, apparently, thank you. It's just not really a great time for her. You know, she's really trying to focus on her career.
Oh, I see. And what does she do for a living?
She's a sled dog. Yeah, and she's also a bomb-sniffing dog. And as you know, pregnancy really messes with the olfactory organs.
No, that's not a thing.
But mostly she's a therapy dog, aren't you, Ruffles?
I thought you said her name was Waffle.
It's just so crazy that this would happen right now because she always uses protection.
Oh, you mean she's fenced in?
Oh, she's fenced in, all right. It's like Rikers down there.
Jesus.
Dogs are so expensive. Do you know how expensive dogs are?
I do. I'm actually a veterinarian.
There's dog food, there's doggy daycare, there's doggy taekwondo lessons, there's doggy diapers, and then there's doggy college, and that's just the first 18 years.
Most dogs don't live that long, but...
She already has two puppies at home, and they are sucking the life out of her, quite literally. And this is her decision. This is her decision. And that's why these pills exist. So please give her the pills, please and thank you. Did I say please?
It's okay. She doesn't have to explain herself. We can prescribe abortion pills for your dog. That's my dog.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know how that happened.
Anyways, since I'm here, could you prescribe an abortion pill, you know, for my dog?
Yeah. What's your name? I mean, her name?
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. As a basic bitch, one of my favorite interests is travel. It's right after living, laughing, and loving. So when I had the opportunity to interview Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, I took it. Check out my interview with him at the DOT Operations Center.
So sorry. Secretary Buttigieg, thank you so much. I apologize for being late. I took Amtrak. Okay.
Secretary Buttigieg, we are here at the Department of Transportation, which is the hub, the central nervous system of America's infrastructure. Yet, America is a divided nation. So how do you bring us all together with projects that literally bring us together?
Well, I think everybody loves a good transportation project. Even though not everyone voted for the infrastructure law, I have yet to meet anybody who is upset when we're fixing an airport terminal, upgrading a bridge so that we can have a better, safer, more convenient experience getting around this country.
What have been the biggest accomplishments at the DOT since you took over?
So when we got here, first of all, the biggest question back in 2021 about our airlines was whether they were going to go out of business. But then as the demand returned, we started finding new tools to hold those airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
What are some of the areas that you think that the DOT could improve upon? Like, have you hit any roadblocks?
See what you did there.
Thank you.
We're doing a lot right now to hold freight railroad companies accountable for their safety practices. But right now, the fines are capped. For example, if we catch a railroad company in an egregious violation involving hazardous material that gets somebody killed, the highest, toughest fine under the law that we can assess is about $250,000. That is not enough, in my view, to get the attention of a multi-billion dollar railroad company like Norfolk Southern. Right now, there's a bipartisan proposal in the Senate. It's called the Railway Safety Act. And it would do a number of things that I've been calling for that I think would make a big difference. Right now, we're dealing with some, not all, but some Republicans on Capitol Hill who are saying, well, we don't want to do too much too fast when it comes to getting tough on the railroad companies. In my view, we need to act now.
Why do you think some Republicans are stalling on this? Is it because they're too busy focused on starting culture wars?
Well, I do think that the culture wars are getting in the way sometimes. I mean, just the other day, I was testifying in the Appropriations Subcommittee explaining how our budget was going to help with things like railroad safety, air traffic control, and other transportation needs. And we had to take a break so that they could all go and vote on a bill to kick transgender teenagers off of sports teams. That was the priority for the House GOP that day. So these things really are getting in the way of our ability to get work done. We're literally building bridges, and they're literally banning books.
Is the Department of Transportation going woke?
I don't think it's woke to build good infrastructure. I just saw Fox News taking a run at me for the work that we're doing on safety, including the use of crash test dummies that simulate men, women, and children. And somehow this is considered a woke priority to have female crash test dummies, even though that's something that's been around for a very long time.
Fox News has made loads of false statements about you over the years. What do you think? You think it's lawsuit time? Cash in on some of that 787 million coin?
It does sound like there's a lot of money in it, but I think that'd probably be a bit of a distraction in my case.
Possibly, but, it could help fund some of these projects.
I think I'd prefer to go through the appropriations process, but the amount of money in that lawsuit is as much as some of our nationwide transportation infrastructure programs.
Oh, yeah, that could repair at least hundreds of feet of tunnel.
Depending on the tunnel.
Yeah. Secretary Buttigieg, thank you for chatting with us.
Thanks for joining us.
Real quick, before I go, can I just get a quick reimbursement for the train that I took out here? I was literally on the train for about 12 hours straight.
Sorry to hear that.
And this was the Acela. This was like the best train that America has to offer. Uh-huh. So if I can just get a little refund.
Gonna have to take that up with Amtrak.
Okay. So you'll turn it in?
Sure. Happy to send it along for you.
Yeah, thank you. I think it could use your stamp of approval.
We don't actually use stamps anymore here, but...
Oh, hey, things are looking up. Thank you, Secretary.
Thank you.
It really was an honor. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, same here. Hope you enjoy the trip.
Oh, this is incredible. Do you mind if I just take a spin around?
You're welcome to look around a little bit.
Okay, great.
Or I could just describe things to you.
That's okay. No, I'll just sneak into some of these desks. What does this do?
Oh, please don't touch that.
This? Don't touch
this?
Yeah,
or really any of that. Yeah, just.
Hello, operator.
Just use your eyes, yeah.
How do I turn this on?
Yeah, again, please don't touch that.
What you doing over here?
Oh, working, man.
Ooh, can I borrow your badge?
No.
Just sorry. Quick, I'll give it back.
Yeah.
It's fun. on the show, so don't go away.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an Emmy-nominated actor whose new Apple TV Plus show is called Frog and Toad. Please welcome Yvette Nicole Brown.
That video of Paul Rudd going, look at us.
Look at us.
Look, would you ever thought?
Look at us. You, Yvette, you have this incredible quality of walking into a room and just lighting the place
Buddy,
up.
That's
you
so
do.
Nice.
You really do. You emit so much warmth and joy. What is your secret? Is it not reading the news? Is it pills, edibles? Can I get in on this?
There may be a little edibles. It is legal in California. You know what? I'm determined to not let what's happening in the world destroy me.
Ugh.
And I don't want to be the problem. So I'm trying to always come in and make things a little bit better because it's tough out there. Y'all know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we know. Of what your show is about.
Yes.
I mean, Frog and Toad is all about celebrating each other's differences, which feels like something that's very needed right now.
Yeah, you know, we're in a tough time as a nation, I think. And listen, you guys, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm no longer verified, but it's me.
And if you don't, you should, because she's fantastic.
But I like to throw elbows, and I think it's important when you have a platform to use it for good. And so it's important to remind people that it's okay to be different, just like Frog and Toad said, but you don't have to be a jerk about it.
That's right. I'm trying to
put people on that end.
So you're saying that there's a possibility that the show isn't just for children.
Oh, absolutely. This is what I love about Apple TV Plus in general. I do another show on there called Shape Island. They have the shows that are animated that look like they're just for kids, and they will work perfectly for the children. But there's always like a little tidbit of something good to remind you that this is something you can learn from too. So Frog and Toad is like that. And who's old like me in here? Anybody read the books when they were babies? Yeah, and so this was a book series that taught me how to read. It was one of the book series that I read when I was a kid. It taught me how to read, and so it's good for that. And I know it may be banned somewhere because it's too far. It's just
Likely,
crazy, you know.
But Florida and Texas.
Yeah, but it's an important story about understanding that differences make us special. They don't have to pull us apart.
I feel like it's a very good series for grown men to watch
about healthy grown white men. Republican maybe.
Right.
Absolutely.
Watching healthy male relationships.
Relationships. Does that have to be anger and gunplay?
No, not
always.
There's other ways,
guys.
Yeah. My son is 7 years old, and he is a huge fan of the book series. It's one of the first books that he actually read. He wrote a question that he would like. Yes,
I'm
he would
so
like.
Excited.
He has a question about Frog and Toad. Frog and Toad, gay?
Perhaps it was a different time when Arnold Lobel wrote these books, and we found out later that it was his way of working through some things that he was trying to figure out, where the world said he couldn't be who he wanted to be. He wrote Frog and Toad so he could experience and show love in a way that he couldn't in real life. And so it works as a friendship, and it also works as a tender love story with amphibians. It works both.
That's right. Up to the viewer. It's up to the viewer.
You get what you need.
Yes.
Get what you need.
There's room for it all.
Do you want to tell everybody how we know each other?
Oh, we do know each other. We worked together several years ago.
Before the baby.
So
at least 7 or 8 years ago.
A whole other lifetime. We worked together on a show called The Odd Couple.
They rebooted it.
Not the original. We're not that old, guys.
The reboot.
The reboot. Yes. And you were so funny on the show.
This is your moment. You were so funny on the show.
I had like 5 lines and I played a kleptomaniac, really tracks.
A lot of people have 5 lines, but they don't shine the way you shine. And then you went right from that, and you came to The Daily Show, and you've been amazing. And I'm so happy that I get to be here with you and get to celebrate this new moment for you on this show. You are so genius, and I adore you.
I'm gonna say something about you. Working on that project, you know, Yvette was a series regular on this show, and when you walk in as a guest star, you don't know anybody. You don't know where to put your hands. You don't know where to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. And you took me under your wing. You introduced me to everybody. You made sure that I had someone to sit and eat with, mm-hmm. and I will never forget that. You're a good friend.
It was my pleasure. And this is the thing. When you come on a show, it's your home. Someone is coming into your house, and you wouldn't let someone in your house and not tell them where the bathroom is and where to eat. You did the same thing for me when I came here. She came to my little dressing room and said, "Do you need anything?" She got me some double stick tape so I don't come out this shirt. Oh, everything's great. It was my pleasure, baby.
I appreciate mm-hmm. that. You are not just on Frog and Toad. Mm-hmm. You're in everything, no. but you're also in one of my new favorite shows called Act Your Age.
Act Your Age. Have you guys seen it yet? You got to see it. Oh,
it is so. There's a couple people over there. You need to watch this show.
Okay, listen, guys. It is. Anybody heard of the Golden Girls?
Okay. Yes.
And young people, don't do that. Now, Golden Girls is a great show. Our show is called Act Your Age, and it is literally like a golden brown girl. So imagine women of a certain age with a little more melanin, but it's not just for us, you guys. It's for everybody, men, women, old, young. When I was 12, watching the Golden Girls, just told my age, I wasn't a retiree from Florida, a white retiree, but I still saw the humanity in those women, and you'll find the same thing if you turn to Bounce TV and watch Act Your Age.
It is so funny.
Yes.
It's you. It's Tisha Campbell,
Kim Whitley.
All yes. three of you are leads on the
yes.
show. You have great storylines. It is so funny. And they're your friends, right? You
they
get
are.
To work
We're
with
friends
your
friends. In real life. And you guys watch Martin. You've seen My Wife and Kids. That's Tisha's show. And Kim is a comedian and has been on everything. This is the first time we got to lead a show because black actresses are always like the meter maid, the best friend, the office assistant. And this time it's our stories and we're driving every episode and it's been an amazing experience.
And it's the highly rated show on Bounce.
Yes. We debuted the
Yeah,
we're off
demand.
Right now. We took a little break because it's apparently something called the NBA and people are playing games or something.
But
we'll be
never
heard of it.
Never heard of it. I don't watch football.
I don't do it. I don't like football either. I don't know what that is. It football? But it'll be back. We'll be back in June and we'll have 9 more new episodes. So you have time to catch up, you guys. Bounce TV, please watch us.
I have to ask you, yes, please watch it. I got to ask you a political question.
Oh, please.
You are very outspoken. You're an outspoken Democrat. You supported Biden. Biden just announced. Are you booking hotel rooms in New Hampshire?
This is what I want to say about the situation. We have a great president who has done a lot for us. If we had the Senate and the House, he could have done even more. So what you need to do right now, instead of worrying about should he be running, why is he running, just get people registered and vote for as many Democrats as you can, you guys. Listen, we've already lost the right to choose. We can't read books. Libraries are being defunded. They are doing a lot of really crazy things to make life hard for all of us. And if you remember this, the infrastructure bill that Biden passed, all of them voted against it. And every time they need a bridge or something in their city, they're taking the money. So understand that they say one thing and they do another. Biden's our guy. Stay behind him. Let's go.
Let's go. When are you running for president?
No. You know what's so funny?
My vote.
No, this is so funny, Desi. Do you know I used to think that you had to be really smart to be president?
Well, there are no rules anymore. We know that's
not
true.
Yeah, I used to really feel like I wasn't worthy of it. There were these. I grew up, Jimmy Carter was my first president, so I grew up under that level of decency and kindness. And so the idea that someone like Donald Trump could become president just, ugh.
Yeah.
So I would never say never because I now know that we need decency in there more than we need maybe the smartest person. But it kind of be great if you could do both. And I think I got a little bit of that. But I'm not saying I would ever run.
Okay, but if you decide to, you'll come back on this
Absolutely
show and announce
Absolutely, I would
here.
Come and announce it here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes! Frog and Toad premieres April 28th on Apple TV+. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Yvette Nicole Brown!
of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting the Bridget Alliance. They provide travel, lodging, and other logistical support for people who need abortions. So if you can, please donate to the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.